For example, just keep your finger here for a moment, and we studied Daniel chapter 7. You remember that. So the revived Roman Empire, all of those nations in the European Economic Community or the European continent or the European Union, I think will be included in nations coming against Israel. And then go back over to the book of Jeremiah just for a second. Jeremiah chapters 50 and 51. Jeremiah's 50 and 51, and he says in verse 1 of chapter 50, "And the word that the Lord spake against Babylon and against the land of the Chaldeans by Jeremiah the prophet," and 8 times in chapter 50 and 51, he says he is going to make Babylon desolate. He has never done that. It is a prophecy yet to be fulfilled. This prophecy is the last of the vile judgments, chapter 16 of the book of Revelation. It is destruction of economic Babylon, chapter 18 of the book of Revelation. It will happen. Have you got chapter 50 of the book of Jeremiah there? Look at it just for a second. Jeremiah 50 and verse 28. "The voice of them that flee and escape out of the land of Babylon to declare in Zion the vengeance of the Lord our God, the vengeance of his temple." Remember Belshazzar, chapter 5 of the book of Daniel, says, "Go get those vessels my granddaddy Nebuchadnezzar brought out of the temple and brought back here to Babylon, in which we put in our temples. I'm going to drink my wine out of it. My cronies, 1,000 of them, are going to get drunk using those vessels to drink our wine out of." And because of the vengeance of his temple, God says, also says the exact same thing in chapter 16 of the book of Revelation when he talks about the city of Babylon being destroyed. Babylon is alive and well on planet Earth, and it will be destroyed one day. It will be an economic headquarters. That's Revelation chapter 18. I think I'm teaching Revelation next summer. So I've just talked about now the European Union or the revived Roman Empire, Babylon, which is modern-day Iraq. We're talking about modern-day Iraq. And then if you go to, and you can do it later, go to chapter 16 of the book of Revelation. It talks about the Euphrates River being dried up to make way for the kings of the east to come in to join with Antichrist. The Euphrates River is, it comes out of basically southern Russia, extends through Turkey, Syria, Iraq, all the way down to the Persian Gulf. It is the border separating the Middle East and the Far East. That's what the Euphrates River is. It is, happens also to be the northern border of what God's promised to give the Jewish people, the land of Israel, in the millennial kingdom. Well, it's going to be dried up, and the kings of the East, half of the population of the earth, lives in the Far East, lives in China and India, Pakistan, and all of those areas over there. And they will be included in prophecy as those kings of the East make their way to Jerusalem to join with the other nations of the world to go against Jesus Christ in the last days, joining with Antichrist. I don't know if you know this or not. God, he can dry up the Euphrates River just like that if he wants to, but he can also use man's efforts to do that if he would like. The Turkish government has completed work on 21 dams on the Euphrates River for the purpose of shutting off the water. You see, Turkey doesn't have any oil, but they got most of the water of the Middle East. And they look at those Arab countries producing all the oil, and they say, "Hey, you've got oil and no water. We got water and no oil. Let's make a deal." Let's look at chapter 11. And I cannot develop all of chapter 11, but let me introduce to you the personalities in chapter 11. In verses 1 and 2, we talk about a personality. It says there will be 3 kings of Persia in verse 2, and then the fourth shall be far richer than all of them. You look in Esther chapter 1, that was Ahasuerus. He controlled from India all the way to Spain. He controlled all of that area, the known area of the world, the riches of the world within the natural resources of that particular area. And 56 years before it ever happened, Daniel was given the message of chapter 11, verses 1 and 2, talking about a king coming to power, his name Ahasuerus. Then in verse 3, "And a mighty king shall stand up, that shall rule with great dominion and do according to his will. And when he shall stand up, his kingdom shall be broken and shall be divided toward the four winds of the heaven." That's talking about Alexander the Great. A king stood up. He was a mighty man. He came to power faster than anybody had ever come to power. He's that leopard with the four wings and the four heads. He's that chest of silver and arms of silver. He is the belly of brass. He is the Grecian Empire coming to power. The Grecian Empire coming to power and quickly, swiftly doing it. But then he dies and his kingdom divided into four parts. 200 years before that ever happened, Daniel wrote it down. He continues on in talking about the king of the north and the king of the south in verses 5 and 6. The king of the north, now remember, all direction given out of Jerusalem. So what's north of Jerusalem? Well, that would be Syria. And what's south of Jerusalem? That would be Egypt, the two nations. And by the way, when the Alexander's Grecian Empire was divided into four parts, there were only two that had any significance, the north and the south, and that's always been historically Syria and Egypt. Keep that in mind. We'll see it again. And then starting in verse 10, he talks about, and by the way, he talked about Alexander 200 years before. In verse 10, 300 years before it happens, he's talking about Antiochus the Great. You see, who is Antiochus III, and these are personalities. You can study them in history. I hope I don't get too deep and bore you with this. But Antiochus the Great comes to power, and if you read about from verse 10 all the way to verse 20, you'll read about the things that happened in the reign of Antiochus the Great. One of his sons then tried to take the kingdom from him, and 360 years before that ever happened, it was prophesied by Daniel, starting in verse 21 and going all the way to verse 35. It talks about Antiochus Epiphanes, the madman. Remember, I talked yesterday about Antiochus Epiphanes. He walked into the temple, desecrated the temple by slaughtering a pig and throwing his innards on the altar. Talks about the abomination of desolation. We looked at that. Jesus referred to it in Matthew 24 and verse 15. So all of this detail. Now see, we've got Ahasuerus, Alexander the Great, Antiochus the Great, Antiochus Epiphanes, all beginning with A. And we now come to verse 36 through verse 45, and we're talking about the fifth of the personalities, Antichrist.